From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. What a difference a day makes. This day actually began last night with news of missile strikes by Iran against two U.S. air bases in Iraq. President Trump spoke just a short time ago about this. He began his remarks by saying, as long as he is president,
Iran will never be allowed to have a nuclear weapon. Good morning. I'm pleased to inform you the American people should be extremely grateful and happy. No Americans were harmed in last night's attack by the Iranian regime. We suffered no casualties. All of our soldiers are safe, and only minimal damage was sustained at our military bases. Our great American forces are prepared for anything. Iran appears to be standing down.
Those were the president's remarks today. Yesterday on Insight, we talked with retired Army Colonel Peter Mansour about possible Iranian retaliation for the killing of General Soleimani. So let's start this hour with a follow-up. Dr. Mansour is joining us by cell phone from Ohio State University, where he is the chair of military history. Thanks again for your time on this program.
Yeah, my pleasure, Beth.
So what played out overnight?
Well, I think we received reports from the U.S. commanders in Iraq on the extent of the damage and the casualties sustained in the attacks by Iran last night, and it was fairly good news. Minimal damage, according to most reports, and no casualties. And I think what we saw in previous weeks is that American casualties are a red line with the president, but this gave him an opportunity then to de-escalate the situation, which it appears that he has done, at least for the time being. I think his speech was noteworthy in about four ways. You've noted one, that he said Iran will never get a nuclear weapon. But the second one, I think the primary one, is he has a diplomatic opening now to de-escalate the situation and stop the road to war. He did mention for the third point that he would be approaching NATO and asking NATO to get more involved in the Middle East. And I think that leads into the fourth point, and that is he seemed to outreach to Iran to say, okay, let's work together on shared goals, such as combating ISIS. There's a potential, not in his speech, but reading between the lines, that there could be some agreement in the future for U.S. troops to leave Iraq once their goal, their job is done there, to train up the Iraqi army and to complete the destruction of ISIS. I think this is clearly within the president's political goals. He doesn't want U.S. troops in the Middle East. His base doesn't want U.S. troops in the Middle East. And I think this could be on the table, which is also an Iranian goal and could moderate their behavior going forward. If they see the possibility of U.S. troops departing Iraq, then they may halt their some of their more violent actions around the region to see that happen. The wild card here, I think, is the Shiite militias. Their deputy commander, Mohandas, was killed in that same drone strike. They also want to exact a measure of revenge for what we did, and they have not yet struck. And this could throw a monkey wrench into the whole diplomatic milieu going forward if there were to launch a very violent and perhaps lethal attack against U.S. forces in Iraq.
You said yesterday Iran's response was going to set the tone for what this continuing strategy or chess game of military moves would be. So jump into the mind and the position of the Iranians now and how they came to that decision, as much as you can speculate, last night, and how their decision might influence the Shiite reaction or response.
Well, I think their actions have set the tone. They realized that their attack, it met their political goal of retaliating. It also met their goal of not going to war with the United States. They came out publicly this morning and said, we're done. Those strikes were it. That was our retaliation. Knowing full well they didn't draw American blood. In fact, they didn't draw any blood at all. And that was a significant statement by the regime. I think what the cooler heads in Tehran were thinking is that with the vote of the Iraqi parliament to, you know, for having to have U.S. forces withdraw from Iraq, that they achieved their strategic aim, or at least could. They put themselves in a position to achieve the strategic aim of having U.S. forces depart Iraq. And so they moderated their military response accordingly, enough to tell their people that, yes, we retaliated, we slapped the Americans in the face. They tweeted a picture of the Iranian flag, you know, trolling Donald Trump last night. But they didn't go too far in that they would potentially trigger a U.S. escalation and war on Iranian soil. So I think that was their thinking. And I think, you know, it's fairly reasoned, calculated, strategic thinking on their part.
One more note, I'm not sure that you saw this, but a reporter, Sosin Marar, in the Sacramento Bee has now reported that the U.S. defense contractor who was killed in Iraq in December, and that was during a rocket attack that ended up being some of the recent steps that led to the killing of General Soleimani, was in fact buried in Sacramento on Saturday. And we've learned more about him here. It's an interesting piece of the puzzle that relates to this region. I don't know if you know much more about him or that situation, but certainly we talked about this yesterday in the steps that have led to where we are now.
I had read this morning that the American citizen was actually a naturalized American citizen who was originally an Iraqi and was in Iraq working for U.S. forces back in his home country. It's an interesting twist on this whole thing. I did not know that he was from Sacramento, so my condolences to his family.
Well, our thanks again, Dr. Mansour, for the conversation. Timely and somewhat ironic in all things considered, but I expect that we'll be talking with you more as the year progresses. And in the meantime, we're still awaiting word of the impeachment, which seems to be moving along. So thanks again, as always, for your time.
Thanks, Beth.
And that was Dr. Peter Mansour, military historian who teaches at Ohio State University. He was the former executive officer to General David Petraeus during the Iraq War surge. He is, by the way, from Sacramento. And you can find our conversation from yesterday at capradio.org/insight.